Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
As a mid-level leader, there are three trains of thoughts that you can have. One, there's way too many things to do, so why bother trying to do them all? Two, there are way too many things to do, so I gotta do it all at the same time. Or three, there are way too many things to do, but what are the things that I can absolutely do and focus on that'll move the needle just a little bit towards our goals? That's the one I want to focus on today. In this episode, we're going to talk about what does it mean to control your space and how to do that well and effectively as a mid-level leader. What's going on, y'all? My name is Ray White, and I have been a mid-level leader for the past 12 years, learning, growing, continuing to develop myself, and want to create spaces where you as a mid-level leader can also grow and develop too, so you can create effective, belonging, and strong teams through your leadership. And today we're going to talk a bit about what does it mean to control your own space. Now, I am a reader. I read often or try to do my best to read certain books. And I remember in my college days, in my MBA days, I read this book called Great by Choice by Jim Collins. You may have seen his also work, Good to Great, which is another great one that I read. But this book talks about the various organizations that he studied and did research on and what made them great. What are the efforts and initiatives that help create these large known organizations become really good, really great at what they do? And it wasn't just by happenstance, it was by choice and intentional choices that they made. So one of the chapters talked about the 20-mile march, which essentially was an effort for organizations to just keep taking steps forward that were intentional, that were consistent, and that met the milestones and goals that we're trying to reach towards. When organizations are too volatile, they just do anything in the flash of the pan really fast and doesn't really meet the consistency. Actually, it's inconsistent because some days that they're on, some days that they're not, and it doesn't really have a steady approach towards it. So rather, what he was advising is that these organizations that withstand the test of time can still take incremental steps and know what their clear purpose, clear goals, clear outcomes are going to be, and the intentional steps toward making that, and march forward however long it takes, regardless of barriers, regardless of successes, to keep moving forward in that regard. And a lot of that was related to what it is that was in their control, knowing that they can take the step and be able to take effective right steps while marching forward in that regard. And that really struck me quite a bit when it came to my thought process of how can I as a leader be more mindful of knowing what it is I can control and be consistent with the things that I can control, right? And regardless of what's happening around me, what's happening, the good and bad, the ugly, what have you, I can still show up, still be consistent, and take the right steps with what it is within my control. Now, back in the day, as an athlete, one of the things I remember hearing quite a bit is that you can focus on or you can control your effort and your attitude, which is very true. You are capable of how much effort you put into something and your perspective and mindset towards that. While as I grew in my leadership and knowing how important the physical environment and space is, it made me think about more things and more ways that I have control over in helping create a strong, effective team and through my leadership, support them and develop them to be as effective as they can be. So my lens in what is I can control expanded from two different items to now a total of five different items. And it is an acronym of space that we'll walk through right now. So the five areas that you can control within your space is you can control the service, you can control your perspective, you can control your attitude, you can control your communication, and you can control your effort. And it all is an acronym of space and it's easy to remember, but here's what we're going to talk about. All right, let's go to the first one. You control your service. We control our actions and how we serve others. Our service can speak volumes in the values, especially if it aligns with the greater mission. What you produce, how you produce it, is something that you can't control. Practicing great service to the people around you, practicing great service to ensure that the work gets done, helping your team members know how important it is to show up and do it well, do it effectively, is something that you can definitely control. And a lot of that is through your own actions. By practicing great service for your team to produce a good outcome and a good product is something that is necessary to for your team to be effective. And when you model that as a leader, you're able to show the team how important it is that they control that within themselves and practice that with the people around them too. You can control your service. You control how you help people. You can control how you can ensure people feel seen, heard, and valued through the efforts that you're doing, through the actions that you're doing. And that's the first thing that we're talking about. When you need to control your space, you can control your service. The second thing, you can control how you see problems. You can control how you see the world. It's something that's always impressed upon you, but how you interpret it and how you translate that to the actions that you do is something that you can definitely do. Building your awareness and your understanding of the work, the people, society, how it operates will better serve you in your ability to create effective teams and effective growth for your team to develop and for you to develop as well. Being aware of the cultural surroundings, being aware of your own self awareness, being aware of your social awareness allows you the ability to know how to navigate in a way that can be beneficial and create belonging for the people around you. If you lack that level of perspective, you can unintentionally harm somebody and create more of an issue for other people to work with you or even want to be led by you, because you may unintentionally steamroll somebody, or maybe you do intentionally steamroll somebody or miss out or leave somebody, exclude an identity or exclude a person because that level of awareness isn't really there. So you can control what that looks like, how it impacts not only you and the work that you do, the work that your team does as well. Model that, control your perspective is the second part of controlling your space. The third part of controlling your space is your attitude. Your attitude can be classified as the mindset that you have when you approach life. Will you choose to be uplifting or negative? Will you choose any opportunity as an opportunity to learn and grow and develop? Your choice and how you show up in a matter helps and it creates that environment that can be of value, of growth, or of detriment and of stunting. So having the right attitude when you approach anything and everything of, yes, this is life, this is how I'm going about it, but how I approach it, how I prepare for it, how I prepare others for it can allow more, is more of what is in your control than what is impressed upon you. So regardless of what's happening, how you see it and how you respond to it, it's within your wheelhouse, and by teaching other people how to do that through your actions can help them see, oh yeah, I can control that too. Oh yeah, that sucks, but this is what I could do in spite of that. Go prepare for that if it happens to me in a different perspective or light or what have you. So the third area that you can control is your attitude, and your attitude towards things that are good and bad or things that are out of your control. You can have the space to control that and can show and model that what that control looks like, or model what the attitude could look like for your team as well. The fourth area that you can control within your space is your communication. The messaging that you give to others, how you say it, how you speak it, how you even the message that other people will receive it is something that while you cannot control how people will receive your message, you can control how you communicate it. You can control how you say it and the ways in which that you can say it as well. I don't know if it's true or not, but sometimes people need to hear something 7 times in 7 ways in order for it to stick. Maybe those are just numbers, but the idea of it is true. Sometimes you need to say something through words, through writing, through reminders, through visuals, and not even just saying it in those ways, but how you say it to help make sure that you string together the right set of words for it to be internalized and interpreted in a way that meets the outcome that you hope to desire through your words. So you have to work on your communication skills in a way that it can be effective, work on your communication skills that can help move the team forward and help them strive to become better in their work. The last thing that we can control is our effort. In our space, in this confine that we are part of, we can control the effort that we give to the work that we do. It aligns with our willingness to show up and do things right and do things well. Whatever initiative that it is, whether it's something that we want to do or desire to do or not, it has the way that we approach it and the way that we set forth to do it plays a role in our ability to serve people well and make sure the work gets done right. So having a good effort and the right effort in everything that we do, despite of what's happening around us, can model the way for our teams to see that, hey, I'm going to still show up and do my very best, give my very best, because I know at the end, it's going to help us reach our goals, and that's something that I can't control. So again, the five areas that we can control is our service, our perspective, our attitude, our communication, and our effort. If we can control that space, ourselves and our development and our team's ability to develop will be strong and be effective and can help reach the goals that we try to reach as an organization. So I would love to hear from you. What are the ways that this lens of controlling space can impact the way that you lead yourself and your teams? What are some of the ways that you can leverage this to create a stronger team dynamic for your organization? And what are some ways that you can have some help or need some help in supporting this as well? Let me know at Ray Devante. I would love to be a thought partner, a leader, and supporter for you and a guide for you as we work together to control our space in a way that can be effective for ourselves and our teams. And so that way we all can thrive.